أجدها ما عام السنة.
وإذا أثرت عرض أجدادها يقول موجود من عبد الله رحمة الله إن المثلة إلا ربنا تشبهت وإذا أثرت تبينت ويقول الحسن البخاري رحمة الله تعالى إلى هذه المثلة إلا ربنا عرفها كل عالم وإذا أثرت عرفها كل جاهل ذكره من بعده يقول البخاري رحمه الله تعالى وقالت عيلتها الفلك الفلك الحرش كانوا يستحقون ان يتمثلوا بهذه الابيات ليلا جدا قال ابن القيم الحرب اول ما تقول فتيه
فتيه فتيه
الحرب اول ما تقول فتيه تسعى بجنتها بكل جهود حتى إذا اشتعلت وشق صرامها ولت عجوزا غير ذات حليل شمطاء شمطاء
شمطاء
ينكر لونه وتغنيه
ينكر لونها شمطاء ينكر
لونها وتغير مضرورة بين الشر والتقويم قبل الدين الفتن أولها يضره وقضيته وآخرها أعظم منه وأحضر الأمر أعظم من أمره هذا اشتقاق الفتن على طلاب العلم الذين لم ترسخ أقدامه فيتكلمون في الفتنة فلا يصبحون بل يصبحون ولا يلتزمون فقه الفتن ولا يرجعون إلى أهل العلم مما يوقع كثيرا من الناس في الحيرة إلا بتنفيذهم في الفتنة ويحطهم في تحريمها والمعلوم أن الفتنة حينما يعيدها سلطان الأول ما قصه حسن لكنه غير فقيه راسخ في العلم والثاني ما قصه سيء يريد شر المسلمين ولا يحتاج إلى الفتنة إلا ولم يكتب فيها الفتن الذي دلت عليه الناس وفائمه السلف الأمة
حسبك الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد Our reading from the book Fiqh al-Fitan by Sheikh Suleiman al-Ruhaili Hafizahullah will continue. In the last class, the Sheikh, from the aspects that we have read, he mentioned three major things. The first one is that this dunya, Allah has created it for ikhtibar and ittila. This dunya, Allah has placed us in it and has placed tests and trials in this dunya for us. We know that verse in Surah Al-Mulk, go, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِمَذَا لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ He created death and life. Why? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ He will test you to know who amongst you, which ones amongst you, أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا will be best in terms of their deeds. Those who will be upon goodness, those who will be upon evil. On the part of those who will be upon goodness, they will be in levels. On the part of those who will be upon evil, they will also be in levels. All of these will be clear in the way each of the party, each person will handle the test, the trial. Just like when you make, like we said, that the word fitna has come from al-fatnu, what English people refer to as the fire assay, the test of fire for gold. When you place gold in the fire, it can show that yes, it is gold. Depending on the color of the flame, it will also determine what quality of gold it is. Apart from telling us, yes, there is gold, it will not stop at that. You also can determine what quality it is. So apart from determining through tests, through fitna, through ikhtibar, whether an individual is from the people of Iman or from the people of other than Iman, the levels of these things will also be determined when we come in this thing. liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. So the individual will be the second point he mentioned. The individual will be handling his own personal fitna. And each of us has his own. The fitna that has to do with his hawa, his desires. I want this, I want, I want, I want. How do you go about that? The fitna. The fitna with his wives. This woman, you want to kill me, it's one fitna. The fitna with his children. The fitna with his relatives. The fitna with his friends. The fitna with his neighbors. Each of us has all of these. And the verses of the Quran are clear regarding this. Al-fitnatu al-khasa. Then we mention al-fitnatu al-amma. The fitna that will affect every community, either in terms of the region or in terms of a country. A large number of people will be affected by that fitna. From that, he gave us examples. The fitna of a group of people wanting to remove the leader from leadership. Fitna. And then people begin to kill themselves. We've been here in the last 20 years in Liberia. We've seen Liberia co. We've seen Sierra Leone co. We've seen Syria co. We've seen Libya co. We've seen Tunisia co. We've seen Yemen co. The point in all of these places is because some people want the power that some people have on their hands. So you see a lot of people will be killed. Homes will be destroyed. Women will be turned to widows. People, men who have 5, 6 children, all of them will die as a result of the fitna. When the people, one group of people want to take power from the others. Then the Sheikh went on to mention other widespread fitna, mutual hatred amongst people. The fitna will spread amongst the people. And he went on to mention some asar that will make us understand that the fitna is dangerous. And in one of them, specifically the author of Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman, where he said, radiyallahu anhu, iyyakum wal fitan, beware, be careful about fitna. La yashqasu laha ahadun, no one should present himself for fitna. Iyyakum wal fitana, be careful about fitna. لا يشخص لها أحد. No one should come out, present himself in front of a fitna. And he said, رضي الله عنهما, حذيفة بن اليمان, himself and his father were companions. He says, والله, I swear by Allah, ما شخص فيها أحد إلا نسفته كما ينسف السيل الجنة. ما شخص فيها أحد. No one brings himself up in front of fitna, illa nasafathu, except that the fitna wipes him away. Kama yansifu saylu dimna, the way flood washes off manure from the roots of plants. Adimnu is manure, physics from animals. When they become dry, they place them in the roots of animals, in the roots of plants. To help the growth of those plants. Says, ma shakhasa ahadun. No one comes in front of it. Fiha ahadun illa nasafathu. He will be washed away. May Allah protect us. Kama yansifu sayli dinna. The way flood washes off manure from the roots of plants. That is the way those who present themselves in front of fitna will be washed away from fitna. May Allah protect all of us. The Sheikh went on and said, and this is where we'll be starting the reading for today. وَقَدْ أَخْبَرَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنْ كَثْرَةِ وُقُوعِ الْفِتَنِ. The point that he made in the last reading was that fitna could be very, very dangerous and perilous. But in this point, he started talking about the fact that fitna could be widespread. It will cover a wide range amongst the group of peoples that you find. It says, وَقَدْ أَخْبَرَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَنْ كَثْرَةِ وُقُوعِ الْفِتَنِ فِي هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. The Prophet ﷺ had told us about the multitude, the largeness, the widespread of fitan fi hadhihi al-ummah, in this ummah. You can interpret it and say, in this ummah amongst we the Muslims. You can say that. Or you can say in the ummah, the group of human beings that will come after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether Muslims or non-Muslims. Do we understand? The fitan will occur either amongst Muslims and amongst the people from the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the end of time. This is how this fitna will be widespread. He said, rahimahullah, from the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمِنْ ذَلِكَ مَا جَاءَ عَنْ أُسَامَةَ, from the statements of the Prophet that show that fitna will be widespread, is what has been reported from Usama. That is Usama ibn Zayd ibn Harithah. Usama ibn Zayd. He reported from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, أَشْرَفَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَىٰ أُطُمٍ مِّنْ أَعْطَامِ الْمَدِينَةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked down. Apparently, he was on a high level area. He looked downwards and far away. عَلَىٰ أُطُمٍ مِّنْ أَعْطَامِ الْمَدِينَةِ. He looked far away into the fortresses. You know fortress? The fortresses people build, fences, city fences, or the fences of homes. Utumin min aqam al Madina. The Prophet looked up, he looked down at them from far away. Alayhi salatu wa salam. Faqala hal tarawna ma ara? The Prophet then asked, can you all see what I see? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he looked away, far away, at the fences of the homes of the people of Medina, he said, can you see, hal tarawun? Can you see now what I saw or what I see now? Can you see? And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inni la ara mawaki al fitan. I am seeing the places of fitan. He was looking into the homes, to the fences of Medina. He said, I am seeing the points, the areas from where the fitna will reach and from where the fitan will spread. We'll come back to this hadith. It says, Inni la ara mawaki al fitani khilala buyutikum. Those points are in outside buyutikum, in the middle of your homes, in the middle of your compounds. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَمَوَاكِعِ الْقَطْرِ, just like the signs that the drops of rain make on the ground. When rain falls, and the first drops of rain fall on the ground, what do you see? You see marks on the ground, especially in a sandy area like in the desert. You see marks on the ground. Those were the marks of fitan that the Prophet saw, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two things will be in this similitude. The marks of rain will be there. You'll be clearly seeing marks. One. Two is that they will be widespread. When rain wants to fall, the first set of rains that fall in that sandy area, you see the marks on the ground, all everywhere. They will be close to themselves. And they will spread from there. When the rain is now fall, it is from these areas that the floods will start and move out. Ulama says, this is a pointer to the fitan that came during the time of Uthman bin Affan. The fitna of this ummah started in Medina, when the people came from Iraq to lay siege against Uthman in the Prophet's masjid, alayhi salatu wasalam. They laid siege, he was not allowed to move out of his house. He was not allowed to leave the salah. That is the sit-in people talk about today. They sat in there. People will say that Muzahara is different from Khuruj. What have these people done? It is Muzahara. Is sit-in part of protest? Sit-in. You know what sit-in is? You can go and sit in the office of the president and say, no job, no work will be done here today. And nobody will do any work. You are not shouting, you are not running to anything. You just sit down there and say, no work today. You can be there for 24 hours, 48 hours. This is what they refer to as sitting. It is from the meanings of protest and demonstrations. Yet, ulama refer to this incident as from what? Khuruj, kharaj, ala Uthman. So this was the beginning of the fitan in this ummah. And the Prophet mentioned it, alayhi salatu wasalam, and said, it landed in the various houses in Medina. Why? Because many of the people among the people of Medina also joined the fitna. And that's why you find when the fitna starts, it can start in a location. They can say a place in Lagos. And then from there, the fitna starts becoming what? Expanded. And the rest of the people start coming out from, oh, you to join, you to join, you to join, you to join. And they start saying Sorosuke from everybody, you Sorosuke here. And then fitna starts. That is how it starts. It will start from some houses. And then it ended, that fitna in Medina ended in the killing of Uthman ibn Affan. Uthman ibn Affan was beheaded, radiallahu anhu, in the midnight when he was reciting the Quran. He had a sunnah of reciting the Quran once every day. Uthman ibn Affan was a reader of the Quran. He finished the Quran once every day. And his wife, Naila, who went to say, please leave my husband, leave my husband. When they cut the head of Uthman, it cut part of her fingers. That was the beginning of the fitna in this ummah. That fitna led to the fitna of Jamal. That fitna led to Ghazwatu Siffin. Ghazwatu Siffin, 90,000 Muslims were killed. It was between the fear of Ali ibn Abi Talib and the fear of who? Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. 90,000 was killed. That fitna led to the fitna of the Khawarij. Because when they made a tahkim that let us come reconcile and agree upon certain things, the Khawarij emerged and said it was wrong for the party of Ali ibn Abi Talib to have gone into reconciliation with the party of Muawiyah. So they made a fear of the two parties. And the Khawarij emerged. Now the fear, they emerged and went and camped at Hawra. Now Ali ibn Abi Talib sent Ibn Abbas, or Ibn Abbas went upon the permission of Ali ibn Abi Talib to Harura. Some of them, the Khawarij, they left Kharijiyah and followed Ibn Abbas. Others did not. The emerging situation led to the battle of Nahrawan against Khawarij. Where did the fitna start from? From Medina. Ulama say this is what this hadith is talking about. That the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inni la ara mawaki al fitani khilala buyutikum. I can see the droplets, the signs on the fitna on the ground. At the middle of your homes, because your people will come out and contribute to it. May Allah protect us. And those signs, kamawaki al qitar, kamawaki al qatri, they are like the signs that the rains leave on the ground when it begins to fall. This hadith occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. Why has this sheikh mentioned this hadith? He has mentioned it that the fitna will start from somewhere and then it will do what? And then it will spread to other places. May Allah protect us. Another hadith he sought to make us understand that fitan are great and they will spread is the hadith of Abu Huraira. Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam qala. It said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Badiru bil a'mali fitana. Badiru bil a'mali fitana. Start doing good deeds before fitna come. Make good deeds, hasten towards good deeds before fitna come. Make good deeds precede fitna. Make good deeds, make your good deeds be full of worship now that there is no fitna. Because when fitna comes, salah in jama'ah will be difficult. When fitna comes, you can't even visit your parents. When fitna comes, you can't perform salah to the Eid. When fitna comes, you can't go to madrasa. You can't even go to look for halal to eat. Those of our brothers who run car transport, moving around, who will rent a car at the time of fitna? Who will rent a car? Those who sell cars, their car lots were destroyed and burnt. Is it the time now to move around in cars? So that's why the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now when there is no fitna, badiru bil amal, make haste to do a lot of good deeds, fitna, before fitna comes. Make good deeds come before fitna. The Prophet said so, alayhi salatu wa sallam. And this fitna is kaqita illayl al-muzlim. This fitna, that fitna that will be like qita illayl, qita illayl, a part of the night. Al-muzlim, that will be very, very dark. The night is ordinary dark, ko? So why did he say the dark night? When he talked about fitna, it will be a very dark night because there will be no stars in the sky by which people can take guidance. It means the fitna will be so confusing, so encompassing that you will hardly be able to know what is right from what is wrong. Just like when the night is dark, people hardly found their way. You will hardly know what is right or what is wrong. At the beginning, when people started looting palliatives, I'm sure some of the people say yes, it was supposed to be distributed to them. So the people got it. It will be later when the heart started going around. The people started, oh yes, it is true, this is gulut. Stealing property that has not been distributed. Why would that situation be like that? Because it's fitna. Things will not be clear. Just like things will not be clear in a dark night. People will not know their right from their left. May Allah protect us. Even people who are supposed to be learned will not know what to say. Why? It is kaqita illayl al-muzlim. The fitna is like a part of the night that is very dark. So things will not be clear. May Allah protect us. The matter will be so unclear, so much that, and the shubuhat will be so spread. Somebody will say 50 reasons why you must demonstrate. People will say, no, he's quoting hadith from Bukhari and Muslims. That is part of the fitna. Things that are wrong will look like as if they are right. He's quoting a hadith in Sahih Muslim. He's quoting one hadith in Bukhari. He's quoting one hadith in Abu Dawud. Please help us check whether the hadith is Sahih. When the hadith is Sahih, please, what is the scholar saying? Things will look as if they are right when they are actually wrong. Because when it's fitna. Fitna. May Allah protect us. So the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, act now. Be busy with good deeds. بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ فِتَنَا. Put forward good deeds. Make good deeds that will come before fitan. The fitan that will be like qita illayl al-muzlim, a very, very dark part of the night, and things will be so confusing, so much that يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا. An individual will wake up in the morning, he is a person of iman. وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. By the evening, he became confused. He had turned to become an enemy of Allah. Why? Confusion. Information is going all around. He will be saying, are you saying that what you are saying is not correct? I have seen video. I have seen this. It's fitna. And he will go with it. فَيُصْبِحُ مُؤْمِنًا. He will be a mu'min. At the morning when he woke up, he will perform Salatul Fajr and Zuhur and Asr. By the time it will be Maghrib and Isha, it has turned to become something else. Sometimes those fitan can be fitna of ideas. Like people who read about Orientalism, people who read about pantheism, people who read about atheism and non-godliness. When they begin this fitna, it will be like, ah, I know what I'm doing. I'm intelligent enough. You don't know that it's fitna? You become confused at the end of the day. At least I know two persons, one brother, one sister. It is all about, are you sure there is Allah? They read, they became confused. One of them even said that, I wish that I had not been in this condition. I said, oh, you swam in an ocean. and it became taken away by the turbulent waves of the ocean. Who do you blame for that? Does the person who become carried away by the turbulence of the serious waves of an ocean, who do you find near you that you will be asking that question, how did you get here? You are the one to answer that yourself. You got yourself into where you are. So blame no one but who? Yourself. You went away with the fitna. The fitna is trouble. Fitna is a problem and it goes and spreads. So now that there is no fitna, make good deeds. So that perhaps by means of your good deeds, Allah will guide you when there is fitna. Our Yumsi Mu'minan, in the report he said, maybe that he will sleep believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa yusbihu kafira. But by the time the morning will reach, he would have read and heard and watched, and then he became a kafir. يَبِعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. He would have sold his deen with some paltry benefits of this dunya. He would have sold away his religion. He would have compromised his religion. Maybe a learned person, and I have seen things like this. He'll be saying, no, protest is wrong, haram, don't go, don't do this, don't do this. The government will approach him, or the party that is funding the protest will approach him. Say, Sheikh, this. By the time he wakes up after Salatul Fajr, his statements will begin to differ and contradict the one he had said yesterday. Sara mutalawina. You know what ulama refer to as talawun? Changing like a chameleon. Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman, he says, from the athar of fitan on an individual is that those things he had known to be haram, he will wake up the next morning and say, hey, the same things are halal. You should understand that that man is what? Maftoon. It came under fitan now. Likewise, the things he will say are halal, when the fitna comes now, it's been approved. He says, oh yeah, it is haram now. Why? The fitna has caught him up too. May Allah protect us. Whether because of confusion or whether because of seeking some paltry worldly benefits, he himself became confused and consumed in the imagined fitan. That hadith is the hadith of Abu Hurairah, it occurred in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, badiru bil a'mali fitanan. Make good deeds come before fitna arrives. Taqita illayl. The fitna that will be like a part of the night till Muslim, that will be so dark, and the confusion will be so serious and all-encompassing, such that yusbihu rajulu mu'mina. The individual will wake up in the morning as a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa yumsi kafira. But by the evening he had turned a non-Muslim. Wa yumsi mu'mina. Or he will spend the evening being a believer. Wa yusbihu kafira. By the time he wakes up in the morning, he had become confused. يَبِعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. He had compromised his religion for some worldly, paltry benefits. May Allah protect us. That's how fitna can be so serious. This hadith, أَخْرَجَهُ Muslim. Sheikh Suleiman Ruhaili said this hadith has been reported by Imam Muslim, and it is correct. وَعَنْ حُذَيْفَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. From حُذَيْفَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, there's also a similar hadith that talks about the danger and the widespread of how fitna can be. Hudhayfa says, رضي الله عنه, كنا عند عمر فقال أيكم سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يذكر الفتن. We were with Umar رضي الله عنه. فقال Umar then said, رضي الله عنه, أيكم سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يذكر الفتن. Who amongst you heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talking about fitan? فَقَالَ قَوْمًا. Some people in that gathering said, نَحْنُ سَمِعْنَا. We heard it. We heard what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about fitna. فَقَالَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْنُونَ فِتْنَةَ الرَّجْلِ فِي أَهْلِهِ وَجَارِهِ. Umar then said, perhaps you are talking about a man's fitna regarding his family, wajarihi, or his fitna regarding his neighbors. In some riwayah it says fi ahlihi wa malihi wa nafsihi wa waladihi wa jarihi. All these are what aspects of the fitna? Al fitnatu al khassa. Umar said, perhaps this is what you mean. You are talking about a man's fitna fi ahlihi, regarding his wife. Oh, my wife has done this fitna. Fitna. لِنَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah wants to see how you will conduct yourself when you handle that case with your wife. Oh, my husband. Allah wants to see how you will handle that case with your husband. Oh, my sister. Oh, my uncle. Oh, my brother. Oh, my neighbor at home. Oh, my colleague at work. Oh, my co-worker. لِنَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So Umar said, maybe this is the kind of fitna you people are talking about. رضي الله عنه. He said, I'm not talking about that one. قَالُوا أَجَلْ. They say, yes, Umar, that is the fitna that we are talking about. قَالَ تِلْكَ. As far as those kinds of fitna are concerned, the fitna of a man regarding himself, his fitna regarding his wife, his children, his neighbors, his family, all of these kinds of fitna, to kafiruha as-salatu was-siyamu was-sadaqatu wal-amru bil-ma'ruf wal-nahyu anil-munkar. That's in riwayah Sahih Muslim. Those kinds of fitna you are talking about, to kafiruha as-salah. Your salah will help you, bi-iznillah. When you err in them, Allah will conceal and cancel your mistakes with your salah. To kafiru hasiyah, your fasting when you fast, Allah will use it as a means of forgiving you, inshallah. Your sadaqah that you give, charity. Your amru bil ma'ruf, telling the people to do that which is correct. Wa nahyu anil munkar, discouraging them and prohibiting them something that is wrong. The rewards you get from this, inshallah, Allah will use them to expiate for those sins. Ulama say not all of them. Those ones that are sagair, but those ones that are kabair, major sins, you need to repent from them before you get kafara for them. I hope that this matter is clear. So he said, radiyallahu anhu, tilka tukaffiruha as-salatu was-siyamu was-sadaqatu. Walakin, he had finished one part of fitna. So al-fitnatu al-khasa tukaffiruha salatu al-rajli wa madha wa sadaqatuhu wa siyamuhu wa amruhu bil ma'ruf wa nahyuhu anil munkar. To kafiruha, all these good deeds we have mentioned will cancel the minor things that are connected to the fitan regarding himself, regarding his wife, regarding his family, regarding his neighbor, and all of that we had mentioned. Umar said, radiyallahu anhu, walakin, what I'm now talking about. أَيُّكُمْ سَمِعَ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Which of the fitna does he want to talk about now? الْفِتْنَةُ الْعَامَّةِ. So this hadith is the evidence that fitan are divided into two. الْفِتْنَةُ الْخَاصَةُ الْفِتْنَةُ الْعَامَّةُ. So Umar said, رضي الله عنه, وَلَكِنْ أَيُّكُمْ سَمِعَ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ يَذْكُرُ الْفِتَنَ الَّتِي تَمُوجُ مَوْجَ الْبَحْرِ. أَيُّكُمْ, who amongst you heard from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَذْكُرُ الْفِتَنَ, mentioning the trials and tribulations, الَّتِي, that will be تَمُوجُ مَوْجَ الْبَحْرِ, as turbulent as the waves of an ocean. Have we seen the wave of an ocean? It can be very, very turbulent. The fitna I'm talking about, I'm asking about, is the fitna tamuju mawj al-bahri, that will be as turbulent as the waves of an ocean. How is that? If you go to bathe it, you see a little of that. It will come, when it impacts everything that it sees, it destroys, it does whatever comes in its way. This is the fitna he's talking about. And it is al-fitnatu al-aam. May Allah protect us all. When Umar said that, people kept quiet. قال حذيفة رضي الله عنه فاسكت القوم يعني فسكت القوم. People kept quiet. You see, at Fitnatul Amma now, when it was Fitnatul Khassa, everybody was talking, I heard. Umar said, maybe you are talking about those small ones. I'm talking about the ones that will be as turbulent as the waves of an ocean. Everybody kept quiet. This was the way of the early Muslims. Kept quiet. Now talking about something bigger than all of us. It is those ones that are special amongst us that we talk, so everybody kept quiet. Hudhayfa said, فَأَسْكَتَ النَّاسِ يعني فَسَكَتَ النَّاسِ. People kept quiet. Why? They are talking about fitnatun aman. May Allah protect us all. فَقُلْتُ أَنَا. Hudhayfa said, I told Umar, I know. You know who Hudhayfa was, رضي الله عنه. صاحب سر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The one who kept the secrets of the Prophet Muhammad. And he used to say, رضي الله عنهما. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me all that will happen between today and the last day of Qiyamah. Between now and the day that the Qiyamah will be established, the Prophet told me what will happen. Hudhayfa, radiallahu anhu. Even the names and the identities of Munafiqun were known to him. Umar will be asking him, was I part of them? Umar will be asking Hudhayfa, did the Prophet name me today? We Muslims, especially those of us who say upon our lips that we are upon the Sunnah, we go on to praise ourselves too much. If we are the ones, maybe we will not ask Hudhayfa whether am I part of it. Umar was asking Hudhayfa. Meanwhile, Umar had been told by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he will enter Al-Jannah. When Abu Bakr al-Siddiq gave the leadership to Umar, and he was asked, if you meet Allah, what will you say? Say, I will tell Allah that I left the Ummah with the best of them. Umar, yes, you will be asking Hudhayfa, did the Prophet mention my name? And what did Hudhayfa say? After you, I will not guarantee anybody. After you, Umar. You, Umar, you are not munafiq. Do people think that the individual may have the fact that he needs to care for? That's why when we talk about people and attack the people, you don't hold back because you think that you are there already. But when you think that me too, I can get my own, then your attack against the people verbally or in your actions will be minimal. You will use the easiest of words, words that the person will hear about and he will like to change. But we use words that when the person hears it, he will like to continue upon his evil. Have you helped him against the evil or you have helped him upon the evil? Why? And what's the basis for that? Self-importance. You think that you are, I'm this, but you like to shake. That. You give yourself approval. May Allah protect us. The point was that Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman said, I know what the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about al-fitan allati tamuju ka mawjil bahri. I know what the Prophet said about the fitna that will be so turbulent and disturbing like the waves of an ocean. That was after everybody had kept silent. Umar said, radiallahu anhu, anta lillahi abuka. Anta ya Hudhayfa, lillahi abuka. This is an expression of praise. Lillahi abuka. Your father belongs to Allah. The meaning is that your father, O Hudhayfa, belongs to Allah for having had a child that is as good as you. Your father who has a child like you, Allah alone, is an expression of praise that Umar told to Hudhayfa, radiallahu anhum. Qala Hudhayfa to radiallahu anhum. Hudhayfa was now talking in the presence of Umar and the rest of the people after the people have recognized their limits and kept silent. فسمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول I heard the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم saying تورد الفتن على القلوب كالحصير تورد الفتن trials and tribulations تورد على القلوب they will be laid open they will be laid there You will be opened upon the individual. You know when you spread the mat. How do you spread the mat? You open it. That is how fitan will come. Kalhasir. In the way mats are spread. When you spread the mat, that is when you begin to see each of the strands of the mat. That is how fitna will be. It will open up and you see the strands. Different types of fitan. They will be close to themselves. That was why it says, Udan, Udan. Each of the strands will be there. The souls of the people will be exposed like that to fitan. Fitan will be brought to the souls. May Allah protect us. He said, Radiallahu anhu, fitan will be brought to the souls, Kalhafir, Udan, Udan, like a mat. Each strand will be brought and exposed. Different types of fitan. SARS must end. Oh, they hit palliatives. Oh, work with governors. Oh, the army is not working. Oh, this, oh, this, oh, that. And the noises will go around. The individual will be looking at it. He is exposed to it. They will be encouraging him. You to tweet. Tweet it. Don't tweet. Because you are tweeting it now. So you'll be exposed to it. Some will say, when you finish reading, share, don't share. You'll be sharing fitna. We'll come back to it, inshallah. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fitna will be presented to you, to me, to us all. Kalhasir, in the way mats are laid open, olden, olden, one strand after the other. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَيُّ قَلْبٍ أُشْرِبَهَا Any soul that takes, absorbs that fitna. If you adopt and absorb the fitna, نُكِتَ فِيهِ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدَى A black dot will be placed on that soul. Which soul? The soul that takes and absorbs the fitan that we are presented to it. وَأَيُّ قَلْبٍ أَنْكَرَهَا But any soul that disapproves of the fitan, نُكِتَ فِيهِ نُكْتَةٌ بَيْضَى A white dot will be placed on that soul. Hatta the situation will be like that. تَصِيرَ يعني عَلَى قَلْبَيْن حَتَّى تَصِيرَ عَلَى قَلْبَيْن Until all the hearts of the people will be divided into two. تَصِيرَ قُلُوبِنَّ أَوْ تَصِيرَ قُلُوبُ النَّاسِ فِي ذَلِكَ الْوَقْتِ عَلَى قَلْبَيْن The hearts of the people at that time will become only two. Which one and which one? The soul that has absorbed fitna, and which one? The soul that has rejected fitna. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says, hatta yasir ala qalbayn, until souls, minds, hearts, at that time, will turn to become only two. Ala qalbin, yani ala abyada misli safa, yani ala qalbin abyada misli safa. The first one is the soul that will be so white. Misli safa. Like the quartzite rock. You Yorubas call it Ako Kuta. The quartzite rock is white and it is shiny, especially when that quartzite during its metamorphic evolution does not take iron compounds. Because sometimes you see some quartzite rocks, they take iron compounds, and depending on the iron compound, you give them their colors. Iron 3 will give us which color? Where are those boys in chemistry? Iron 3 will give us which color? Now, brown. Iron 2 will give us what? You see, each of the tanks of iron that becomes formed during the metamorphic evolution of the quartzite rock, it will give off the tinge in that quartzite rock. Otherwise, you find something that is white, and that's what we want in this hadith. The white quartzite rock, so well compacted that it doesn't take water, if water won't penetrate it. That is what you find the Prophet talking about now, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a misru safa, it will be like the shiny, rocky surface of a quartzite rock. فَلَا تَذُرُّهُ فِتْنَةٌ That fitna will not affect it. مَا دَعْمَةِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ As long as the heavens and the earth remain. وَالْآخَرُ الْقَلْبُ الْآخَرُ As for the second heart, أَصْوَدُ مُرْبَادًا This heart will be black in the shades of ash. Calcools, like a container, mujakhia, that is wrinkled, like a cools, like calcools in mujakhia, like a cools is a container, mujakhia, it becomes wrinkled. You know a wrinkled container. It will not look fine. It will be like water is in it, but water is not in it. The user will not be beneficial, I mean, the owner of it will not use it beneficially. A wrinkled container. How does the owner benefit from it? Even though water can be in it, the water will be insufficient. He can't store water with it. He can't drink water with it. But there is water inside it. This is the similitude of the heart of the person that drank from the fitan that we have presented to him. May Allah protect us. Ya'rifu munkara, la ya'rifu munkara, la ya'rifu ma'rufa. This heart. La ya'rifu ma'rufa. It will not be able to distinguish what is good and encourage it. Wa la yunkiru munkara. That heart that has absorbed fitan, la yunkiru munkara. It will not be able to say something that is bad is bad. Illa ma ushriba bihi, illa ma ushriba min hawa. Except those things that his desires had absorbed from the fitan. During the last fitan, I told someone and said, was it correct? He said, people were, you know, saying that some people were shocked. Yes, people were shocked. Allahu alam about the truth about that. But that was what everybody had read, that they were shooting. And this government is investigating. Do you know there were fisk and fasad between young boys and girls during those gatherings? Some girls will even be the ones inviting men to themselves. If you come out, come and have me. Girls said that. And a Muslimah was arguing that it was upon consent. What was upon consent? Why is that kind of a mind talking like that? Because that mind had absorbed the fitna. فَلَا يُنْكِرُ مُنْكَرًا وَلَا يَعْرِفُ مَعْرُوفًا It has failed to be a mind that can recognize what is good and then encourage it. Or a mind that can recognize what is bad and then discourage it. That mind had gone off that. Why? It has absorbed fitan. So all that if it is interested in is we have a movement. So okay, this is noise. This is the noise. And you see some of the Muslims too. There was a young lady who was in front of the fitan. May Allah protect her and rectify her. That is what will benefit her and the rest of the Muslims. And her family, may Allah rectify that woman. Some of the Muslims forgot that the basic ruling about a woman is in Islam is as-satr. The basic ruling about a woman in Islam is what? As-satr. That she's not exposed. When does it become that a Muslim woman comes out and shouting, hey, he let me to hayyizun nas ila al-fitan? La, wallah. And then someone said, yes, you see now, she's in hijab. She's propagating hijab. Nah, this is not hijab. She had even gone outside because hijab is not all about the dressing. If it's just about the dressing, a non-Muslim girl can just buy that from the supermarket. They now sell these kinds of jilbab in supermarkets too. You know, we have sisters who sold this jilbab now and they supply supermarkets. She can walk into any of the boutique and obtain one. A Christian can do that. And then start shouting, Allahu Akbar. How about the hijab in your mind that makes you be as modest as Allah wants you to be? How about that? that not from the aspect of hijab, al-aslu fil mar'ati al-muslima as-sat. The basic ruling about the Muslim woman is that she is concealed. That's the basic rule regarding her. They mentioned something, if I mention it, it will take our time trying to clarify it. They said, that's what in Jamal. I said, no, in Jamal what happened? That Aisha was there. I said, what was she going to do? Radiallahu anha. Aisha radiallahu anha was going to pacify the people. And she felt that when she came, if she came, and people saw that I was coming to talk to you people, everybody will calm down. This is the wife of our prophet. Yet she still cried over that, radiallahu anha. Because a statement that the prophet had made regarding that incident, the barking dog. It happened. The prophet made a statement, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one of you will do something and a dog will bark. When the dog barked, she knew and she started crying. That I'm the one who got involved in the fitting. What was she coming to do, radiallahu anha? She was coming to talk to one or two of the persons. Let's calm down over the killing of Usman bin Affan, so that the government is settled. And Ibn Abi Talib, when he becomes settled, then he can discreetly search for those who are involved. Are these two things equal and the same? Does any same person find evidence in the actions of Aisha, our mother, radiallahu anha, from the actions of this woman? مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ What's wrong with you? How do you judge? May Allah protect us all. But you know, when the heart becomes filled up, having absorbed fitan, it does not know the right from the left. This hadith we just read occurs in Sahih Muslim, as the Sheikh said, Rawahu Muslim, but the hadith also actually occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari. So add it to it, Rawahu al-Bukhari wa Muslim. It is also muttafaqun alayh. The Sheikh says, Rahimah Hafizahullah, وَقَدْ بَيَّنَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ الطَّرِيقَ الْوَادِحَ الْمَأْمُونَ الَّذِي يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَسْلُكَهُ الْمُسْلِمُ فِي تَعَامُلِهِ مَعَ الْفِتَنِ He says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بَيَّنَ الطَّرِيقَ الْوَادِحَ The Prophet had explained to us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the clear path, the clear way, al-ma'moon, that is peaceful, الَّذِي unsafe, الَّذِي يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَسْلُكَهُ الْمُسْلِمُ That the Muslim should necessarily follow في تعامله مع الفتن in his handling of trials, fitan, tribulations. These parts that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had laid down for us, وَهَتَمَّ السَّلَفُ بِتَقْرِيرِهِ The early Muslims paid attention to affirming those parts, وَتَبْيِينِهِ and explaining it. وَبَيَّنُوا They made it clear, أَنَّهُ لَا سَلَامَةَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ They were telling all of us, there will be no peace and rest of mind for the one who believes in Allah and His Messenger. وَلَا مَخْرَجَ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ And there is no way out of fitan, إِلَّا بِسُلُوكِهِ Except by following that path that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had established for us to go out of fitan, bifadlillahi ta'ala. Out of Allah's showing mercy on us. That is, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had established a means for us to go out of fitan and tribulation. That path was further affirmed by the early Muslims, the Salafu Salih. Not just that, they also taught it, they explained it, and they followed it. And that path, the one who believes in Allah and His Messenger, that is the only path you have, O Muslim. O woman in the need regarding fitan, the path you have is the path that Allah you worship has described for you from the mouth of the Prophet Muhammad. Alayhi salatu wa salam. Don't think that your revolutionary cause will solve that problem until you come upon what Allah and His Messenger say. Any other path is a path from the path of shaitan. May Allah protect us all. He says, وَهَذَا That path that the Prophet has established, مَا عَنَيْنَاهُ بِفِقْهِ الْفِتَنِ That is what we mean by فِقْهُ الْفِتَنِ وَهَذَا الْفِقْهُ these issues of the manners and the rulings that has come from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam regarding fitan, yaslamu man hamalahu wa amila bihi. Whoever takes it up and acts upon it, yaslamu, he will be safe and saved. Min an yakuna min ahliha, from being from amongst the people of fitan. Al-waqi'ina fiha, those who will be subsumed in the fitan, he will be saved from that. وَيَسْلَمُ مِنْ أَنْ يُظْلِمَ قَلْبَهُ فِي الْفِتَنِ. He will also be saved from having a soul that will become dark as a result of the fitna. فَلَا يَعْرِفُ الصَّوَابَ فَلَا يَعْرِفُ الصَّوَابَ فِيهَا. That soul will have become so dark, it will not know what is correct. بَلْ يَكُونُ مُوَفَّقًا. Rather, the Muslim who follows that path, he will not be like that. He will be muwaffaq. He will be a person that Allah has granted success. لِمَعْرِفَةِ الصَّوَابِ. To be able to determine what is correct from the positions that people will be giving to you, from the solutions that people will be analyzing and talking and spreading and sharing, all of these. If you follow the fitan that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has taught us, Allah will save you from that. يَكُونُ مُوَفَّقًا. That person will be a person who gains success. لِمَعْرِفَةِ الصَّوَابِ. To be able to recognize what is correct. He will be مُسْتَنِيرَ الْقَلْبِ. He will be a person whose heart is full of light. مُسْتَبِينَ الدَّرْبِ. He will be a person that his path الدَّرْبُ السَّبِيلِ. His path will be a path that is with light. He will be walking upon a road that is of light. He says, وَلِذَا, for these reasons, كَانَتْ مَعْرِفَتُهُ مِنْ أَشْرَفِ الْأُمُورِ. That is the reason why to understand فِقْهُ الْفِتَنِ مِنْ أَشْرَفِ الْأُمُورِ. It is from the most exalted of affairs. وَالْمَعْلُومِ أَيُّهَا الْإِخْوَةِ. And what is clear, O brothers? أَنَّا نَعِيشُ زَمَنًا كَفُرَتْ فِيهِ الْفِتَنُ. We are living in a time that there are a lot of fitan. We are in a time that there are a lot of fitan. A lot of fitan. In some of the places, people are so afraid that they can't even sleep in their homes. Are we not here when the Juma before, some people were observing Salah in the masjid. Some people came, shot a number of them, and took 40 persons away. Is it fitna or not? While they were observing Salatul Jumu'ah. That kind of a thing happened in two different places in the country on the same day. Do we know that? One of them was said to have been in Zamfara, the other one was said to have been in Nasarawa. On the same day, Salatul Jumu'ah, in the same pattern and manner, may Allah protect us. Is that fitna or not? It's fitna. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. We are living in a time where there are a lot of fitna. May Allah protect us. Some of them, one is even afraid to cite them, not to be spreading them. The Sheikh says, وَاشْتَدَّ جَهْلُ كَثِيرٍ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Unfortunately, our fitan is so widespread. اِشْتَدَّ جَهْلُ كَثِيرٍ مِنَ النَّاسِ. The ignorance of many of the people is now stronger. People now have stronger ignorance. The fiqhul fitan, regarding the manners and the rulings of handling yourself and conducting ourselves during the times of fitan. مِمَّا جَعْلَ كَثِيرًا مِنْ شَبَابِنَا وَإِخْوَانِنَا. This ignorance about the fiqh of handling fitan has made many of our brothers, وَإِخْوَانِنَا وَشَبَابِنَا, our youth who want to rule tomorrow, youth who have not been stealing in exams, youth who have not been stealing money, saying that they are making repatriation of African funds. These are the youth. Youths, many of whom don't observe Salah at the right time. Youths that are so haughty and quiet when they relate with elders. The Sheikh says, because people are ignorant about handling the times of fitan, جَعَلَ كَثِيرًا مِنْ شَبَابِنَا. This has made many of our youth, وَإِخْوَانِنَا and our brothers, يَتَسَاقَطُونَ فِي الْفِتَنِ. They have been falling variously into what? Into fitan of different forms. Many brothers, women, men, people have been falling into fitan. وَيَكُونُونَ وَقُودًا لَهَا. Some of our brothers have been being the fire, the fuel for the fitna. وَقَادَ بَعْضُ طُلَّابِ الْعِلْمِ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يُوَلِّدُوا مِنْ فِتْنَةٍ صُغْرَىٰ فِتَنًا كُبْرَىٰ. The situation will take some of the young, some of even the طُلَّابِ الْعِلْمِ, some of the students of knowledge, the situation will push them so much that you only do min fitnatin subra, they will create from a smaller fitna, fitan and kubara, other fitans that are big. Students of knowledge, talibul ilm, I'm making just what I did. Make sure you don't create a bigger fitna from the small fitna. It's a small fitan. Perhaps fitnatun khasa, a fitna that is regarding just one single individual. When he begins to push it and handle it and push it and push it, the fitna begins to spread. Talibul ilm, it was a fitna between himself and one person. And then he begins to handle it and handle it and handle it. The rest of the brothers begin to contribute. And then the Muslims become divided in the area. It was supposed to be a fitna of a disagreement between a brother and his brother. And then the matter begins to let's push it, push it, push it. And then fitan begins to spread. You see brothers begin to say, I will punch you. We have seen things like this. A brother told me about that. That Abu Nasr, this matter is becoming people saying that we will punch you now. Two Salafis punching themselves. It's fitna. May Allah protect us. And then you begin to find brothers, their families start taking the other families, those who are on this side of the divide, start taking the other family on this side of the divide as an enemy or as enemies. The Sheikh says the matter has become such that بَعْضُ طُلَّابِ الْعِلْمِ, some students of knowledge, the matter took them ila an yuwallidu min fitnatin sughra fitanan kubra. They create from a small fitna between a small group of people, a fitna that is enlarged, a fitna that becomes spread amongst the people. Bal qad yuwalliduna min ghayri fitnatin fitnata. In fact, without fitna, sometimes they will start one fitna. To label in, to label in, student of knowledge. There was no fitna. One doctor, one professor, one this, one this, one that, one that. One, everybody was on his own doing his best. They will now hear one statement from this one. They will go and tell that one that it is you that he is talking to. They will now hear one recording. They will now phone another one and record it and ask him, so and so person, do you think that we should be going to him to learn Islam? That one, for one reason or the other, he will make a statement. They will go and put it on Facebook and YouTube. They will go to this one again. The same group of people. You will need one and get a fitna thing, fitana. They were the ones who will start and create fitna in the name of Talibul Ilm, Talibul Ilm, Talibul Ilm. Just what I did. They create fitna. It's not restricted to our own community. May Allah protect us. So, قَدْ يُوَلِّدُونَ مِنْ غَيْرِ فِتْنَةٍ فِتْنَةً. Even when there is no fitna, they can start one fitna. You don't be the one to start that fitna. Don't be the one to go and be recording the voice of Dr. Fulan and Allah and spreading it. Don't be the one. Don't be the one recording varying opinions. You know what? So that you don't think that, oh, is it wrong for me to hear an explanation regarding a position of the Sharia from Sheikh Fulan, and then I also hear from Sheikh Alan. It is not wrong, it is correct. In fact, if I remember vividly, Ibn Abdul-Barr gave a tabweeb on that in Jami Ubayan al-Ilmi wa Fadl. And he gave with a hadith, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith was called in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. It's from the hadith of Al-Imam al-Zuhri rahimahullah, from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas. When Aisha radiallahu anha was reporting the day the Prophet died sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he performed the salah with the people, she said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has two persons on each of the sides, radiallahu anha, that he leaned on to get into the masjid. Aisha said, radiallahu anha, one of them was Abbas and somebody. Abbas and who? Somebody. Ibn Abbas said, oh, he went to someone else amongst the companions. I think Abu Huraira, one of them. He said, on the day the Prophet died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on whose shoulders was the Prophet resting on when he managed to come to the masjid? They say on the shoulders of Abbas and Ali ibn Abi Talib. Oh. So that and somebody was who? Ali ibn Abi Talib. Why didn't our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, why didn't she mention Ali ibn Abi Talib? Because during Qiswatul Ifk, when the Prophet was sad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ali ibn Abi Talib was telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that why do you want to kill yourself over this young girl? If it's because she's young, there are other young girls on the street. I shall be like that. The point of reference is that Ibn Abbas had heard that report from who? From Aisha. When he heard something else, he went on to ask another person, so it is correct. You can have a view, you can ask of a view. The point of reference in that case is that you can ask of a view from somebody and you still take a second opinion. But you don't make the first opinion a fitna to the person you are asking about the second opinion. Don't make it a fitna to him. Ask him as a free question. Let him tell you your mind. And when he answers, if there are issues from the first opinion, you can say, but there is this issue about this. How do we understand it vis-a-vis the question that you have asked? Don't mention somebody's name when you are asking another person a question. Doctor, Ustaz, the Fulan said that this. What do you think? You want him to comment about the statement of the doctor? Or you want the doctor to comment about the statement of the Ustaz? Why do you want to cause trouble amongst people? Don't be fatal. Because amongst us, this is from the areas where Titan arrives. Don't be fatal. You can ask 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 persons without quoting the other person. Just say your own. Be sincere anyway. Because the problem is that if it is not from sincerity, wallahi, you cause trouble. And troubles have been caused. Tell me anywhere where 5 learned people of Sunnah can gather, learned scholars. Tell me anywhere where are 5 that Sunnah, ma'am, what they do to buy. Tell me anywhere. And you'll be sure that don't be fatana. People have been causing problems all over the world in the name of Salafiyah. No, Salafiyah is not the trouble. You are the problem. وَلَا شَكَّ أَنَّ الْجَاهِلَ. The Sheikh says, بَلْ قَدْ يُوَلِّدُونَ مِنْ غَيْرِ فِتْنَةٍ فِتْنَةً مِمَّا أَشْغَلَهُمْ أَمْ مُهِمَّاتِهِمْ مِنْ طَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ. When they start that fitna, أَشْغَلَهُمْ, it will make them become busy away from مُهِمَّاتِهِمْ, things that are important to them. مِنْ طَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ, like seeking knowledge, وَدَعْوَى, and preaching. إِذَّهُ لَجَيْدَ دَعْوَى سِتَكَيْنِ. When last did we come out and say we want to make public da'wah? When last? Abikama Jakati, when last? Indo like this bad dawa. Oh, when last did we say, oh, public dawa for everybody? When last did we do it? Is that registered in our Salafia? We wouldn't have time for that. Because it's all about Shafa, like I just told you soon, and I have a couple of names. The one that is part of you, you want to expel him. Are you the one now who will be busy with bringing somebody else? Why not try to correct him? Have we not said that it's tarbiyah, a tasfiyah to a tarbiyah? A tasfiyah, correcting errors. Wa tarbiyah, and nurturing young ones upon soundness. This is what the a'imma of da'wah salafiyah tell us about. A tasfiyah, correct errors, misunderstandings. Help him correct himself. What tarbiyah, and then you nurture those ones coming under. But our own Allahu a'lamu bihi. So when we have only time for those amongst us that we want to expel from the daira of sunnah, is that the time that we have time to invite other people to sunnah? Is that the time to say, okay, let's today inshallah at Garage Alade there is da'wah and the topic is at-tawhidu awwalan. We have time for that. Maybe we will look at the field, cut Quran to the Bible, read the Quran to the people to explain. Many are essential, like Surah Al-Fatiha. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Or you read it, if you like to study, anyone read it, but explain Surah Al-Fatiha. When last were we organizing, say there are tents everywhere, chairs we are rented, we want to explain Tawheed. We want to explain the meaning of La ilaha illallah. We want to explain Shurutu La ilaha illallah. We want to explain Nawakibu La ilaha illallah. The things that destroy La ilaha illallah. The Shurut of La ilaha illallah. Arkanu La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah has arkan. Pillars. Without which the La ilaha illallah will be invalid. Do we know that? We get this with ourselves. Because each person thinks that he has no fault. And you know what? By the time we start talking about these basic issues, each person will be adjusting himself. But we have not taken this path. We are looking for those we want to expel from sunnah. May Allah protect us. فَيُشْغِلُهُمْ أَمْ مُهِمَّاتِهِمْ مِنْ طَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ. This kind of fitna gets the people busy away from learning. Wadawa, it gets them busy away from inviting them to the path of Allah. Wanashri faith and spreading goodness. Waakthar al-khilafa baynahum. This kind of thing makes it that difference amongst the people become much. Every day we are celebrating one difference between two sheikhs. Why? Sheikh Lagbaja and Sheikh Tamadou, their enemies. Ustaz Lagbaja and Ustaz Tamadou, their enemies. What is wrong with us? وَلَا شَكَ أَنَّ الْجَاهِلَ بِفِكْهِ الْفِتَنِ. There is no doubt that the one who has no knowledge about the fiqh of fitan, يَكُونُ فِي الْفِتْنَةِ. Such a person will be inside the fitna. كَرَاكِبِ سَكِينَةٍ لَا رُبَّانَ لَهَا. Like a person who is riding on a ship that has no captain. How is that? Like someone riding on an aeroplane without a pilot. Or riding in a car without a pilot. How do you ride, how do you travel on the sea without a captain? And it is not on a safe ocean. Hear what the Sheikh said about the ocean. He said, وَقَدْ اشْتَدَّ عَلَيْهَا مَوْجٌ. That sea on which the individual is riding on a ship that has no captain, that sea, it says, اشْتَدَّ عَلَيْهَا مَوْجٌ مِنْ فَوْقِهِ مَوْجٌ. The turbulence of the waves are severe. مِنْ فَوْقِهِ مَوْجٌ. From above the ship itself is another disturbing wave. يَغْشَاهَا مَوْجٌ. The entirety of the waves are also covered up in another wave. So what happens is that تَتَقَذَفُهُ الْأَمْوَاجِ. The waves will be pushing to different directions, that ship. وَلَا يَدْرِي. that individual in the ship, لا يدري السلامة, he will not know how to be saved. في أي اتجاه, from which direction will سلامة come, from which direction will safety come, he will not know. حتى يكون من الغرقاء, until he will become among those who will drown and perish in that boat. وَإِنَّ جَاءَ فَمَخْدُوشُ, if he is lucky to be saved, then his body parts will be so wounded. He will be wounded here, wounded there, wounded there. That is how a person who gets into fitna becomes. And that's why those people usually lack leaders. They are asking them, who are your leaders? They say, we don't know. Who is your leader? We don't know. Who led you here? We don't know. Those who were seen in front, they are called, come, are you the leader? I say, no, I don't know. I don't know. So they don't know who is the captain. It's a fitna that has no leader. Everybody is just there trying to say, hey, we know go green. And they say for us, okay, who, someone started it? And all other expressions that have been used, the expressions of fitna, some people started it. Where are they? Where are the leaders? What are they doing? What is their focus? What is the focus? What do you want? You want stars to end? Okay, stars has ended. But you are still on the street. Then there's a problem. Bigger than stars. That is the fitna of yourself with yourself. May Allah protect us all. I think we can stop here today. Inshallah, I think we can stop here today. Or we should proceed. We should stop here. Alhamdulillah. The point today, inshallah, the Shaykh mentioned. He said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that fitan will spread. And he gave us three ahadith that fitan will be spreading and will be very dangerous. The fourth hadith is the hadith of Usama ibn Zayd. The second hadith is the hadith of Abu Huraira. And the third hadith is the hadith of Huzaifa and Umar, in which we saw the evidence that fitan can be divided into two, Al-Khasa and Al-Amma, and how Al-Fitan Al-Amma could be very dangerous to the individuals, such that if a person does not disregard it and stay away from it, his mind, his heart will absorb the fitan, and then he will not be able to know his right from his left. He begins to do everything just as he so wills. The Shaykh also stressed the fact that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has taught us about how to be saved from fitan, and that whoever follows the path that the Prophet has laid down, Allah will protect him from the fitna. But the one who does not follow it will not be protected from fitna. And that learning about fiqhul fitan is so important, because even those who say they are students of knowledge, who are actually students of knowledge, they don't know the time that they become the movers of fitan themselves. Why? They had only paid attention to fiqhul salah, fiqhul tahara. They had not paid attention to fiqhul fitan. So the ignorance about fiqhul fitan leads people to get involved in fitan without knowing. They think that they are spreading salafiyah and sunnah. Meanwhile, they are spreading no other than fitna. So they get involved, they start talking about it, they spread it, they become the fuel for fitan. And they get busy away from learning. They are not learning, they are not teaching, they are not making da'wah. The entirety of their effort is based upon fitna, fitna, fitna. So they get busy with it. May Allah protect us from that. It is from these kinds of issues that he will emerge in the next stage, as we saw it. He will divide the people into two, those who agitate the fitan. He said they are divided into two. The person who has no knowledge and his intention is bad, and the person whose intention is good but he has no knowledge. He said two people encourage and become the forerunners of fitan. The first person, his intention is good but he's ignorant. The second person, his intention is bad and is ignorant. These are the movers of fitan. May Allah protect us from it. May Allah protect us from it. Ma zahara minha wa ma batan. I think we can take one or two questions before we leave today, inshallah. Is the reading clear to us? Was there any place we read that was not clear? We can reread it and explain again. Now, if we have one or two questions, we can ask it. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. Amin Wan. Don't touch your beard when you ask me questions. Talking about fitna, fitna to al-insan bil-insan, how we become, we are put to trials from what other people are doing. He gave an example, a Muslim is in a vehicle and a Christian starts preaching, accept Jesus and all of these. What should we do? The situation will determine what you will do. But usually I don't like us to be reactionary. Why not you start tawheed before the person starts shirk and kufr? Is it wrong for us? Excuse me, people, I like to tell you about something. When we were younger than this, we used to do that. Secondary school, wallahi. Secondary school, we used to do that. When we got into a bus, we don't want those Christians to preach. And when they preach, we say there's a question. So please, when you finish, there's a question. Once you start, you say, oh, no problem. When you finish, there'll be questions. That's what they hate. Evangelists don't like you to ask them questions. They hate it. They are not trained to ask questions. We now, after a class of 1 hour, we are asking questions. If it were possible, that on the day of Juma, we could be saying that, Imam, there is question. Do you know if a person asks that question, there is no blame on him? Somebody can say, Imam, can so-so-so and so do so-so? Imam will talk about it. Answer the question. Allahu Akbar. We discuss these matters when we discuss fiqh salatul jumah. So we are, the point here is that we are used to questions. It's not clear, explain. But the Christians are not used to that. So maybe one thing you can do is, please, madam, when you finish, question day. I tell you, the whole teaching will scatter. She'll start saying, because she'll be thinking, hey, what will he ask me? What will he ask me? I tell you, they are leaning in back. Let me get that. We know, we grew up amongst, we were born amongst them. We grew up amongst them. I don't find it to be that bad. So, but don't be a reactionary person. You be the one taking action, and people are reacting. Don't be reactionary. If you desire, when you come into the bus, you find some people with some things, you can say, I'd like to tell you one thing about Islam. You would have heard this word Islam many times, but I'm sure you would not have known what is appropriate about it. And the fact that something is common, popular about a particular thing, it does not mean that that is the truth about that thing. You may have an impression, common, everybody believes it about that thing, but that is not the truth about it. People say yes. Then you have a lot of things people say about Islam that is wrong. I like to address one of them. Some of the people think that Muslims worship Muhammad. Muslims, we don't worship Muhammad. We only worship Allah alone. And any Muslim who claims to worship Muhammad is not a Muslim. You start from there. I tell you, some people will sit again. They want to hear what you are saying. So Muslims don't worship Muhammad. How is that? Even Muslims want to hear, I tell you this. So you make it simple, easy, and logical. Simple, easy, and logical. Don't be abusive. Because there, you will not find somebody to bada, you will not find somebody to fasaka. Yeah. Because some of us think that dawah is about bada, tabdi, and what? Tafsir. No. It's about explaining what is right to the people. ادعو الى سبيل ربك بماذا بالحكمه والموعظه الحسنه. This is the actual about da'wah. Hikmah, good wisdom, and beautiful expressions. You can learn it and pray to Allah to teach you beautiful expressions. Somebody say, look, Lagwaja is oratorial when he speaks, when he makes da'wah. What was Nabi Musa praying for, alayhi salatu wasalam? Did Musa not pray for eloquence? رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي ويسر لي واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. So eloquence is not a problem. It becomes a problem when it is used for a sin. When it is used for a thing of goodness that once you start talking, people don't like to go. It's a good thing for you. Use it for dawah. Use it for dawah. When we praise the Quran, do we not praise the eloquence of the Quran? When Allah talked about human beings, did he not praise himself regarding us and creating us because he gave us eloquence? Ar-Rahman. What did he say after that? علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه ماذا البيان. So how does eloquence become a problem? سلا لقد جاء في eloquence مهما لا في eloquence ما لي يكيم أن صلى الله عليه وسلم. And if you are used to reading passages of the Prophet Muhammad, you will know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very, very eloquent. Alayhi salatu wa sallam. So learn it. You can learn to be eloquent. People learn public speaking. Don't learn public speaking because of public speaking. Learn it so that you can use it for da'wah. Anytime, anywhere, you have a need to do some da'wah, you can quickly look at what to say. Should I give you a case study? If you stand up here now, you say, preach to us now, what will you talk about? Just stand up. He talks that the case study will come next week. Stand up, look at us here. What do you think you can tell us? Don't be scared, stand up. It's the first thing you must remove from your mind. Scared. Any Torah, inshallah, Abel. I bear you. So your thought, Ibrahim said that, alayhi salatu wasalam, in Surah Al-An'am. He said, are you thinking that I should be afraid of your idols when you are not afraid of Allah? So it is the person you want to talk about that's in your mind. Don't look at the people. And Imam Ibn al-Jawzi will address the people up to 90,000. And he will still say something that everybody will have something to take home. These are things we should learn. But we are usually considered about bid'ah, but this is that. You think 90,000 people listening to Ibn al-Jawzi were all upon sound sunnah? Someone they came to better themselves. So give the people the opportunity. Yassiru. Wala tu assiru. Don't close the door. Ya wata asya sunnah ya kitoba ya fellow nima. Don't do that. Your question is still waiting for you. You know why I told him this? I'm set his mind to start thinking about that now always, inshallah. Let's be like that. For some of us, these kinds of things happen a lot. You pray with the people, you just want to run away. They say, please tell us something. What did you say? Don't forget, you must choose something that will be commensurate with what is appropriate to those people you are listening to. When we go for Hajj, Umrah, we were on transit in Qatar one day. Unfortunately, we've been delayed in Jeddah. We were on Emirates. It was a failure that year for Emirates. We were supposed to make Eid al-Fitr in Dubai. They did not come. So what they did was, they took an Emirates flight. At the time, there was no trouble between those countries. They took a flight, Emirates flight, that got us to Qatar. They diverted the flight away from Dubai because they had issues. So there are a lot of people in Dubai looking for airports, looking for planes to fly out to their destination. So they diverted the flight. So we were diverted to Qatar. In the night, we woke up after Salatul Fajr. We say, Allah, I was pushed to leave the Salah. After Salah, someone just said, Abuna said, please tell us something as we are here. So So tell us something. The first question I ask is that who amongst us here knows the meaning of Suratul Fatiha from the beginning to the end? I ask the question. You know what that will do to my audience? It will make them pay attention to me. So I ask the question. The Prophet used to do that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I ask, who amongst us can explain Suratul Fatiha to us? Who amongst us does not read Suratul Fatiha in his salah? You see, two questions. So everybody reads Suratul Fatiha in the salah, but is it everybody that understands Suratul Fatiha? So if everybody say yes, we read Suratul Fatiha, okay, you read Suratul Fatiha, explain Suratul Fatiha. These are Baba, you know them, Baba businessmen, big men. Explain Fatiha. You are reading Fatiha every day in salah. Say yes. Explain Fatiha to me. If I stand up here with us now, let's assume we are not in this class, and I say, all of us will start Suratul Fatiha, say yes. So stand up, a brother should stand up and explain Suratul Fatiha. I'm sure we all like to listen to the explanation of Suratul Fatiha. MashaAllah, there are eminent brothers here. Bismillah, there is a professor here. We used to say Doctor. He's now a professor. Abu Abdullah is professor now. MashaAllah, there are brothers, Bismillah, all here. Who would do that? But imagine you are the only one who has to do that. What do you do? What do you do? Do we think like this? You find yourself in a place. How about if it were in a market? Meat seller's market. You want to buy meat for the house. And then you have to observe Salah to Zuhriya. Somebody recognizes that, say, Sheikh. Fadila to Sheikh, if you like. Can you please, after this Salah, tell us something that will benefit us? What will you tell the people? Are you this kind of a Muslim? The Muslim who is ready to say something about Islam anywhere, anytime. Okay, if we are among Reverend Fathers, one way or the other you travel, they say, okay, we Christians will not preach. You are far. Preach to us. What can you say? Without even abusing them. You know you can well preach Islam without abusing them, without abusing, and they will like to know more about Islam. You can tell them about the Prophet Muhammad. What does it mean when we Muslims say the word Muhammad? What does it mean? They want to hear. Because you are coming back to ask them what it means to say Jesus. What is the meaning of Jesus? Christians don't know. Do you know? They don't know. What does Jesus mean? But when you say Muhammad means this, say, hey, that's the meaning of Muhammad. Alayhi salatu wasalam. He was born like this. His mother is like this. You start mentioning some things about him. You know where you end it? The central point of his message is that Allah alone deserves to be worshipped and no one else. Will they want to know more or not? You want to know more? You open the frontier for dawah. But these days we have been restrictive. And those who try to struggle to try to say, okay, I want to be Muslim, say, no, stop here, you are not Muslim. We begin to expel the people. Let us reduce this. Let us be encouraging and enlightening, educating, rather than expelling and criticizing, because there's widespread ignorance. Many people don't know what you are talking about. If I sit down here now and say, I want to do a lecture, I want to do 10 lectures on 10 accusations against Sheikh Ali al-Halabi. What benefit does it benefit you? I'll first have to tell you who Ali al-Halabi was. And for each of the issues, I have to start explaining to you. It does not make any benefit. If a person is knowledgeable enough to address and get to that level to discuss, to learn, read about those issues, now. But someone doesn't know anything. He's just a Muslim going on his way. You want to warn him about Ali al-Halabi that he does not know about. He does not know about the person you are talking about. And what the companions tell us is that don't bring an issue to people where when you start it, you cause fitna. And Imam Muslim mentioned that in the Muqaddimah of his Sahih. مَا حَدَّثَ أَحَدٌ الْقَوْمِ بِمَا فَوْقَهُمْ بِمَا لَا يُنَاسِبُهُمْ إِلَّا أَتَاهُمْ بِفِتْنَةٍ.
A person does not discuss a matter with a people that is not, this matter does not, it's not from the things that affect them. So why you bring it to them? The ones that affect them day to day, their salah, their tawheed, you didn't bring it to them. It is the one that is far away that you are bringing to them. How does it benefit them? You want to put those people into fitna. You want to bring them to fitna. That's why you are bringing those issues to them. May Allah protect us all. May Allah protect us all from fitan. Ma zahara minha wa ma batan. I think it will be sufficient that we stop here today. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.